I've watched through his eyes. I've listened through his ears, and I tell you, he's the one. Or at least as close as we're going to get.
That's what you said about the brother.
The brother tested out impossible. For other reasons. Nothing to do with his ability.
Yeah, well, same with the sister. And there are doubts about him. He's too malleable, too willing to submerge himself in someone else's will.
Not if the other person is his enemy.
So what do? Surround him with enemies all the time?
If we have to.
I thought you said you liked this kid.
If the buggers get him, they'll make me look like his favorite uncle.
All right. We're saving the world after all, so take him.
Audio Renaissance presents Ender's Game by Orson Scott Card.
The monitor lady smiled very nicely and tousled his hair and said, "Andrew, I suppose by now you're just absolutely sick of having that horrid monitor. Well, I have good news for you. That monitor is going to come out today. We're going to take it right out, and it won't hurt a bit." Ender nodded. It was a lie, of course, that it wouldn't hurt a bit. But since adults always said it when it was going to hurt, he could count on it.